Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of April 30. I'm Carl DiOrio and I'm flying solo today. Joel Marshall away on the holidays, he comes back next week. And John Barker not with us today. Straight off the top, I'd like to apologise for last week. We weren't in a position to do last week's podcast, unfortunately. It was out of our hands, and we're back this week recording early on Friday morning, so it's just me, but hopefully we can steer you into plenty of winners this weekend. And we got plenty of good racing across many countries, Australia, New Zealand, even Hong Kong on Sunday. Really looking forward to Chautauqua, Buffering and Bow Creek representing Australia in those great international Group 1 races. But we'll start with Hawkesbury on Saturday, where there is the bulk of the black type racing in Australia this weekend. And the first race for discussion is race number 6, which is the Godolphin Crown. This is held over the 1300 metres. And in this race, I went with number 7, Cradle Me. Now, this was actually my value bet for the day. I'm quite keen about this mare. She's a 7-year-old. She's probably got only one or two more starts before retirement. She's catalogued for a Magic Millions sale, a broodmare sale, I think in early June or late May. So she might not be around for much longer. However, she's really racing in terrific form, perhaps career best form. She beat the males twice over 1,200 metres at Randwick in December, and then was close up without all that much luck in the Winona Girl, the birthday card, and then the last time in the Sapphire. So I've got her on top from 2, She's Clean, who's a capable first up performer, 9, Nancy, who's been thereabouts and draws to get a lovely run again in Barrier 3, and for 4th, number 4, Peace Force, who got too far back from the outside barrier in the Sapphire and is certainly capable of better from the inside barrier on Saturday. 7, 2, 9 and 4 in the Godolphin Crown. Now in race 7, that's the feature of the day, that's the Panthers Hawkesbury Gold Cup. And in that race I've gone with 15, Pajero. This horse is my best bet of the day. I thought his first up run was quite good. When he was making his debut for Peter and Paul Snowden, he was formerly trained by Gabe Waterhouse. He got back in the field from a wide barrier. He just settled behind Mighty Lucky. And Mighty Lucky got the brakes in the straight, while Pajero just struggled to get clear running over the concluding stages. Only beaten 1 3/4 lengths. Does get in reasonably well at the weights, still on the minimum. I think Pajero's overdue for that fourth win and certainly will appreciate that rise to 1600 metres. That's exactly what he's looking for, and he draws to get a favourable cheap run from the inside barrier. So I've got him on top from 11, Medcourt, who trolled okay before the decent first up run, it must be said, in that race that Pajero ran 5th, Medcourt ran 8th. He was wide for much of the trip, so I'm willing to be a bit forgiving of that run. His second up record is sound. 3rd, number 5, Strawberry Boy, who's just a tough on pacer. You know what you're going to get from him. He's certainly got the job ahead of him, though, from the wide barrier. And for 4th, number 13, Shoreham, which is a bit of a roughie. He started big odds of his past two starts this campaign, but he's performed quite well in both of those races over 1,400 metres. Of course, he was trained by Saab Hassan here at Flemington before joining the Gerald Ryan stable earlier, just before the start of this season. And he's coming along nicely. The extra step up in distance should suit. And I know that they tested him over 2 miles in races like the Andrew Ramsden, but I think 2,000 metres, perhaps 2,400 is all this horse wants. And he still is capable of sprinting well over a shorter trip. So I think he might be the value runner in the race. Race 8 is the Hawkesbury Guineas. It shapes as a bit of a three-horse battle, I think, between No More Tears, number 3, 2 Hand Fast, and 10 Den Magic. I've gone with No More Tears, this horse from New Zealand. 4th in the Karaka Mile 4 starts ago. That was behind Ragu, who's a handy 3-year-old in New Zealand. And then Tavago in that race ran 3rd, and No More Tears was just alongside them. Then, of course, he came out and won a Group 3 at Ellerslie, We saw him for the first time in Australia in the Sapphire, and he just didn't handle the sticky conditions there in the Sapphire on that during the championships. And then last time, a much improved effort in the James Carr, finishing second behind Yatana. I think that last run, a true reflection of her ability, draws well in barrier six. I think she might just be the more attractively priced horse in the race in comparison to Handfast, who is sure to have plenty of admirers in that Godolphin Blue. He's had seven starts for 3 wins and 2 seconds, and that last start win in the South Pacific Classic was very impressive, running past Santa and Elaine. There's no doubt Handfast is going to eat up the 1400 metres again. For third, number 10, Den Magic, who hit the line nicely in the James Carr, would have to improve just a little bit, but certainly gets the barrier draw to do so. And for fourth, number 4, Serene Majesty. So, as I touched on there, Cradle Me, my value bet, race 6, number 7. Race 7, number 15, Pajero, my best bet. And plenty of other good racing at Hawkesbury there. The Hawkesbury Gold Rush Race 4, which sees Furnaces and Kuro return. Furnaces, of course, had a run earlier this campaign and failed, but he's been freshened. And that does shape as a mouth-watering contest with that plenty of weight between those two runners. We head now to Doomben, which, they've got, I guess you could say, the main race in Australia on Saturday with the Group 2 Victory Stakes. And that's where we'll start. Fell Swoop is the $1.70 favourite and looks awfully hard to beat off the back of his second last time in the TJ Smith. He's just been brought along so patiently by his trainer Matthew Dale. And, only Chautauqua beat him, obviously, in that TJ Smith, and he's form prior, second in the Oakley Plate, fourth in the Galaxy. He's doing everything right, and he does look the one to beat. But he'll have stern opposition with Neudart. Certainly that first up run in the TJ Smith wasn't a true reflection of his ability. He trialled well leading up into that first up run, and then last time in the Hallmark Stakes, he started big odds at $31, and it did look like he beat Music Magnate on the line, but it wasn't to be, with that Neudart rallying not well enough to overhaul Music Magnate, who led all the way. So they look the main two in that race. Joel Marshall, has, although on holidays, has done the selections for Doomben, such as he committed to the cause. He's gone with Neudart on top to beat Fell Swoop. Three Art Lee in for third. He was horribly unlucky first up in the Hallmark and should have finished closer. And for fourth, didn't cost a lot. The other black type races, we go back to race 2, and Joel has gone there with Into the Red, that race being the Bribie Handicap. He's always had a bit of time for Into the Red, and this horse resumes from a spell and won impressively first up last time in work, and draws barrier 1 here. First up last campaign, it drew barrier 9 and 12, got back and took the shortcuts home. Well, from barrier 1, it should be easier to take the shortcuts home on Saturday. So Joel's got Into the Red on top from 9 Secret Saga, 7 Upstart Pride, and 1 Angels Beach. The Gunsin Classic, race number 7. This is a really good race. A lot of emerging 3-year-olds heading towards the Queensland Derby, and a lot of horses we tend to see get exported to Asia after running in races like the Gunsin Classic and those the Grand Prix Stakes and those Queensland Derby lead-ups. And Joel's gone with here number 1, Too Good to Refuse, a last start winner at Toowoomba. That was in the Toowoomba Guineas, I believe, over the mile. It stays at the mile here, and it just finished over the top of them at Toowoomba. So he's gone with Too Good to Refuse from 5, Cylinder Beach, who won last time at Doomben at $1.15. You'll be getting a slightly better price on Saturday, such as the competitive nature of the Gunsin Classic. Third, number 4, Eagle Way. And for fourth, number 7, Miami Dade. But if I was pressed for a selection, I'd be with 4, Eagle Way. I was quite impressed with his first up effort over 1400 metres of the Gold Coast. He's a bit of an emerging type, this 3-year-old son of More Than Ready, but owned by John Moore. He's just that sort of horse that profiles well for these sort of 3-year-old races in Queensland, those emerging types that are on the up. And he might be having his final campaign in Australia before eventually being whisked away to Hong Kong. But I guess it all depends on whether he measures up and makes the grade. And so they are the three black top races in Queensland, the Gunson Classic, Victory Stakes, and the Variety Handicap. Joel's best bet is race 3, number 5, Cashing Up, and his value bet comes up in the last. It's race 8, number 13, Beckham. We head now to South Australia. They've got blacktop racing as well, as their carnival really heats up ahead of the Derby and the Goodwood and all those great races. Next week you've got the Australasian Oaks and the Robert Sangster. And so on Saturday we've got 4 blacktop races, and we kick it off with the SA Size Produce over the 1400 metres on the Parks track. We've got only the last race, the Chairman Stakes, run on the main course proper. But we'll go back to that fourth race, the Size Produce. I've gone there with number 9, Flying Jess, on top. Is fitter for the 3 runs this campaign. There was a big boom about Flying Jess before her debut run. By memory, it was at Caulfield. I'm pretty sure it was in the Debutante Stakes. It was. She started at $3.80 favourite and was quite heavily backed off the strength of good jump out form at Caulfield, but it just didn't eventuate for her from a wide barrier that day, and it was quite a forgivable run in the circumstances. She then was unlucky at Moonee Valley, hit the line hard at Werribee against the pattern of the day, second up, and then last time got back in a slowly run race and really hit the line hard, beaten by Biased Witness, who was heavily backed to win that race and was again heavily backed on Monday at Flemington when just falling short to win the listed race there over 1400 metres. So Flying Jess, this might be a nice softer option for her to earn some black type, and she should get a good run from barrier 3. Got her on top from 7, Smart Manoeuvre, hit the line very hard in the Breeders' Stakes, best of the late closers in that race. Should appreciate the rise in trip. The third, number 6, Outback Rain, who hit the line really well against the tempo to win on Pakenham Synthetic. The first 600 metres in that 1200 metre race was in 38 seconds. The final 600 in 34.9. That's a big difference. And for this 2-year-old filly by Artie Schiller to overrun the opposition, that was a sensational effort. So she certainly got claims. And for fourth, number 5, Sweet Varden. We head across now the race 6. That's the Nitschke Stakes. Always a good race for the 3-year-olds. It's at listed level, also over the 1400 metres. And in this race, I've gone with Serenade, and this was another one to smash the clock in Victory last time. That win came second up at Ballarat. They ran 1:09.5 for the 1200 metres. The last 600 in 32 seconds. It was 32 seconds and change, maybe 32.5 by memory. That's low flying. Jamie Carr aboard, draws barrier 6. Drawn to be prominent throughout. And, Serenade can sprint as well as what she showed at Ballarat that day, I'm sure she's going to be awfully competitive here. So I've got her on top from number 2, Ragiz, who made a winning debut for the Darren Weir Stable last time at Sandown Hillside with 60 kilos. He beat Demonstrate, he covered extra ground and was too good for them, but at odds on, I think he's well and truly under the odds. For third, number 5, Dane Thunder. This horse has been racing consistently this campaign, hasn't missed a place from 4 runs this prep, and they're certainly knocking on the door. Comes through some really strong 3-year-old races in Melbourne, second to Buckwa, third to Thames Court, second to Loyalty Man, and second to Larkwa. He's really ready to win, and it wouldn't surprise me if he broke through on the weekend for his second victory. And for fourth, number 6, Eclair Attack. So I've gone in that race 12, 2, 5, and 6. Race 7 is the City of Adelaide Handicap. This is a listed race, really good race this one. I've gone with 10 Rationality after the scratching of Whistle Baby, who I thought was a pretty decent bet in the race, but she's been withdrawn and saved for another day. Rationality on the backup after a emphatic first up victory against the fillies and mares last Saturday. She drew wide, she raced wide, but she was too good, winning by length. Steps up here to take on the males, but certainly has upside. 5 wins from 10 starts, and wouldn't be a shock to see her win again. Got her on top from 13, which is Zebulon. This horse is off a long break. We haven't seen this horse since February 2015, when it ran second in the Autumn Stakes behind Sun Nicasio, who now does his racing in Hong Kong. But really curious to see what sort of betting moves we have for Zebulon, because certainly on the promise he showed as a two-year-old and an early three-year-old, he can be figuring in the finish for sure. Third number nine, October date. This horse has a bit of feed issues subsequent to his failure at Flemington on Turnbull Stakes Day last year. And trainer Nick Smart not going to run this horse unless the track is rain affected. So keep tabs on the weather with October date. Nick Smart just believing that this horse doesn't let down on firm ground. And for fourth number 12, Cuida, who was not bad last time, went second up behind Schaff. He did run in seventh in this race last year, and he was a bit unlucky in that race, and is a good lightweight hope. So I've gone 10, 13, 9 and 12 in race 7. And in the final event, this one's the Chairman Stakes. This one will be run on the Morphaville course proper. I've gone with number 6, War Legends, as my best bet of the day. This horse is certainly deep into his campaign now, fifth up, rising to the 2,000 metres. He won second up at Pakenham over the mile. Was quite good against the tempo in the Alistair Clark, and then dropped back to the 1800 metres in the Port Adelaide Guineas and was really finding the line nicely. So I've got him on top from 2, Howard Be Thy Name, who was the last Port Adelaide Guineas winner. Third number 9, Burton, and for fourth number 3, Mail It In. 6, 2, 9 and 3 in the Chairman Stakes. So my best bet in Adelaide is War Legend. In that last race, the Chairman Stakes, he really looks like he's ready for the 2,000 metres again, and is a key player heading into the South Australian Derby. And the value bet is race 5, number 9, which is Bradman. This horse wasn't all that bad behind the stablemate Master Sommelier. Bradman's also entered for Melbourne, Caulfield on Saturday, so I'd be curious to see where he lines up, but I think he can be competitive in South Australia. Speaking of that Caulfield meeting, we head across there now. They've got the one black type race, the Thoroughbred Club Cup for the two-year-olds over the 1,200 metres. In that race, I've gone with number 4, Dissolute, who is a John O'Shea two-year-old ridden by Craig Williams. Craig Williams was aboard last time when he really caught the eye at Caulfield. It was also over 1,200 metres in the Vobis Gold Ingot. He finished second behind Valiano, and he doesn't have to contend with Valiano here, that experienced two-year-old, but the son of New Approach, both he starts at 1,200 metres, have been respectable. Dissolute hit the line nicely, got back from that wide barrier, and nothing else was as strong as him through the line. His work this week has reportedly been good, and he might be pretty hard to beat on the weekend. Dangers, well, I guess it probably lies with the experienced Hayes Dabnik trained Highland Beat, a bit similar, I guess you could say, the Valiano, in that he's pretty honest, he's been up and around for a while, and he's sure to be prominent throughout. Third number 3, Curvature, and for fourth, I've just put in one on a bit of spec, number 11, Wangala, trained by Danny O'Brien and James Winks. This horse won a jump out quite easily on the 22nd of April. Led throughout, wasn't really knocked around to do so, and he won in pretty good time for the day. So Wangala from Barrier 3, of course Danny O'Brien and James Winks combined to win with Merriest last Saturday in the two-year-old event, so it might just happen again this weekend. The value bet for the day is race 4, and that is number 3, KJ's Joy. This horse is first up from a spell, a really nice four-year-old mare, KJ's Joy, five-year-old mare. First up form is quite good, and a recent addition to the stable, but you know, won 3 out of about 6 starts last campaign for the Hayes stable, was a first up winner last prep at Geelong Synthetic. Her jump outs have been really good. She's ready to go first up. There's no question about that. She's won both her recent jump outs at Flemington, and her work since has been quite positive. So expect a Ford showing from KJ's Joy on Saturday at Caulfield. So that's the Caulfield card done and dusted. We'll quickly go through Belmont there. It's not my forte, but Greg Hooper does the selections there. His best bet is race 5, number 3, Key to Fame. He expects it to bounce straight to the front from the inside barrier and will be in a position to dictate terms in the lead and kick away over the 1,400 metre trip. And his value bet is race 7, number 1, Zonte, who draws wide, but he says was very good in a strong mare's race last start, and she pushed Magnificio, that stakes performed mare, all the way, and they beat home the very talented Wink and a Nod that day. So he expects Zonte to race outside the lead and be hard to beat in that mile race. Race 7, number 1. Head across the Tasman now to Te Rapa. They've got a massive meeting there, plenty of black type racing, and I guess plenty of interest from the Australian perspective, with Extravagant returning off his 8th placing in the Australian Guineas in the Cambridge Breeders Stakes at Group 3 level. That race will be run at just around about 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Extravagant, Joel has placed it in for 2nd behind Barnaby. Now, Barnaby's had 2 starts for 2 wins, so Joel predicting a little bit of an upset there. It's a very good race. Volk's Lightning there, horse number 6, has got plenty of good form, and last start beating favourite. And Let Me Roar, that is a relation to Lion Tamer. Joel's put that horse in for 4th. It's drawn wide, but 2 starts, 2 wins. Trained by Murray Baker and really does show plenty of ability. So that's going to be a really good race, race 5, the Cambridge Breeders Stakes. And also we got Ragu, the New Zealand Derby place getter, running in the 4th race just before that. That's in a I don't know if it's a 3-year-old race. It looks like it. 3-year-old race over the mile, and Ragu is the top weight there, but Joel's got Ragu on top. And the Travis Stakes, the Group 2 race, Abide With Me, that was his best bet of the day, Abide With Me. I thought she was awfully unlucky not to win 2 starts ago. She just got too far back in that 1400 metre Group 1 Thoroughbred Breeders race, and then last Saturday in fact in the Easter Handicap, just got back in the field, awkwardly positioned throughout, but hit the line nicely for 9th. Steps up to the 2,000 metres, probably looking for the 2,000 metres now at this stage of her campaign. Of course, her first 2 runs this prep were for Peter Moody in Victoria, so she'll be familiar to some of you in the audience. Abide With Me is his best, and his value bet is Barnaby. And at Hastings, Joel's best is race 7, Summer Day, which is horse number 6, and his value bet there is Royal Ruby, which comes up in the first race. That's race 1, number 12. And just finally, to round us out, we'll head across now to Hong Kong. Of course, they've got the 2 Group 1s there that will carry a lot of Australian interest. The first of those is at 5:30, a good time for us watching back here. The Chairman's Sprint Prize over the 1,200 metres. That features, of course, Chautauqua and Buffering, and even Not Listening To Me, who will be familiar with his early exploits as a 3-year-old. I think he was placed in a Zediv early on in his career. He's a very nice horse, but I'm going with a horse there, Aero Velocity, who's resuming in this race and come off a bit of a health scare. He's a bit underdone, it must be said, and barrier 14, I was tipping before the barriers came out, so he's drawn 14 to 14, so there's plenty to put you off about Aero Velocity. But what does inspire confidence with this horse is his record at the elite level. He's had 5 starts in Group 1 company for 4 wins in the 2nd in this race last year when he was just beaten a short head. He's a very, very talented horse, and I'm sure they wouldn't be running him in this Group 1 race if they didn't think he was forward enough to go very, very close. So got Aero Velocity on top from Chautauqua and Buffering, and I'll be keen to see how Lucky Bubbles fares from the inside barrier. He might be the knockout hope at a little bit of a price. On the Champions Mile, race 8, that's at 6:10 on the Eastern Seaboard, and Maurice, the Hong Kong Mile winner, he does look the one to beat in that race. He'll start close to even money, and it is a bit hard to see how he's going to get beaten in that race, but it's going to be a great day of racing at Sha Tin. 11 races, the first at 2:30 on Eastern Standard Time, the last at 7:50. Plenty of really nice horses going around, and I'm sure if you do indulge and follow Hong Kong racing, that it's going to be a bit of a fun day for those punters. But that will do us for the weekend preview podcast. We'll be back to normal next week with Barks and Joel. I'm away for the next 3 weeks, so I'll leave you in their capable hands. But before I go, I'll give you my best $20 bet of the week. And as I just go to the book to give me a little bit of a reminder of my best bets for the weekend, I'll give you race 7, number 15, Pajero in the Hawkesbury Cup. Really good each way price. I think he's around about the $9 mark. So have 10 each way in Pajero, race 7, number 15 at Hawkesbury. Well, until next time on the Weekend Preview Podcast, good punting, and I'll speak to you soon.